my car, take two. I make moves, I pay dues. It's 7:36 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. KP Illas and King TD, take two on the playlist this morning. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. Now, we've been telling you that today is a Jamila Ngwira's day. We've been telling you that today is the day that we are going to ask her a couple of questions. Finally, she's on Fresh Breakfast. It's the certified queen. It's Osinunu Love that's on Fresh FM. Oh man, and let me just say, man, yeah. Let me just say, Osi Jamila, let me just say, all right. Listen, I've been around beautiful people. I've been around pretty people. But your beauty is just on another level. Yeah. And I'm not even like flirting with you or anything. I'm just purely appreciating.
Yeah, yeah.
Your beauty, your radiance.
Thank you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a visa chemistry.
No, honestly. Who do we have to go to, or who do we have to give thanks to for making this beautiful?
Definitely God.
Definitely God.
Yeah, nah.
Okay.
You worked overtime.
I promise you right now. No, we are lucky. We are blessed as a country to have Jamila Ngwira's as our Miss Namibia. I don't care what you say.
Absolutely.
And how you say it. No ways, man.
Stunning, so stunning. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
I'm thrilled to be in your presence.
It's so
nice to finally meet you.
Wait, do you listen to Fresh FM?
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
she
listens to Fresh FM.
Lovely. Okay, so for those obviously who are tuning in right now, just make sure that you join our live on Instagram on the Fresh FM page. She is live and you can just see her gorgeous face right now. And it is Fresh FM in Namibia. But also apart from that, we want to get right into the conversation. How long would you say you've had your eye on the Miss Namibia title? And like, how did you even prepare for it?
Quite a while, but I was never prepared. Mm. And also, there was this big misconception with pageantry. Mm. So I decided to stick with being a fashion model. And this year, it pondered me a lot. Mm. And a few friends actually convinced me. So I was like, I mean, why not make my country proud?
Yeah.
Why not make headlines internationally? Why not take the leap of faith?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and believe in myself.
Okay.
So here I am.
Thank God for these friends. Yeah, no, thank God for these friends.
No, honestly, but has it sunk in yet that you are Miss Namibia 2023?
Yes, it has, because I've shouldered so many responsibilities and I know it's going to pay off at the end of the day. But we're busy with preparations for Miss Universe, so it definitely has sunk in.
Yeah.
And you know what? Stunning. I'll get to that Miss Universe question, because my goodness, that for me is like the big thing for me, right? But you know what, Jamila? What are some of the courses that you personally are passionate about that you want to give more attention to the, during your reign?
My social cause is youth empowerment.
Uh-huh. Youth empowerment, okay.
I feel like we're being shadowed a lot,
young
people of Namibia. Hmm. And I just want to empower and inspire young people to utilize their lives for greater causes. Hmm. And right now I'm focusing on all four pillars of the national youth policy, which is youth health and well-being, youth education and skills development, youth civic and political participation.
Mm.
I know how it's still a very sensitive topic, because a lot of young people don't want to be a part of politics.
Mm.
They say that the youth is the future. It is the future now, but why are we not?
Yeah.
Yes, why are we not in spaces that we are allowed to take up? Why are we not given the opportunity?
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, first of all,
yeah, I'm sorry. Like, if you could even see my face right now, I'm just like, is she even real?
But you know what? Now, it's actually good to hear that the pageant has been on your radar for some time, but you were never prepared. Thank you for being honest about that.
Mm.
Who are some of the previous queens that you look up to in terms of now? You know what I mean? Who has worn it before? And look at your excitement. Oh, my goodness.
Odile.
Odile.
Oh, yes.
All right. Why Odile?
I feel like she still is very influential.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, I can see that she's walking her life with a huge purpose.
Mm.
And every room she walks into is just, she just shakes
she
the place.
Presence, man. Yeah. She's yeah. presence.
So definitely her.
Okay.
And she actually trained us during this journey that uh-huh. I
Yes. Did and you know, obviously you didn't know of her way before
well,
the training?
I've been stalking her social media.
Okay.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
When we met, we were introducing ourselves and I said, hi Odile, my name is Jamila. She said, oh Jamila, I love your Instagram. Did I not die inside?
Oh my God.
Okay.
I was like, if only you knew that I'm such a fan
I'm
girl.
I'm such a fan, yeah. Lovely man. So Jamila, you are a proud American. You are Damara, right? All right. So if you could say right now in your language just that I am proud to be
Can I come
a
back
Damara
tomorrow?
Girl. Can I come back tomorrow? Okay, no, to be real though, how do you feel about some of the tribal remarks that have been made in terms of our Miss Namibia being Damara and so forth? How do you also feel in terms of maybe just how do you want to change that narrative?
Well, I'm glad you asked this question because the other day I was at KSMS and I could feel that, you know, the excitement, and there's now a hashtag going around, hashtag Black Excellence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Damara Excellence.
Damara Excellence,
yes.
Yeah.
I like it. I love the fact that I made them also proud. But here's the thing. I'm representing a nation.
The whole country, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely,
I'm
yeah.
here for each and every tribe.
Mm.
I don't want anyone to feel left out.
Mm.
So I actually have a huge surprise for the country.
Oh,
because
okay.
I want every culture to feel loved and respected. No one should be left out.
Yeah.
So yes, I am a Damara. And I'm also mixed. Yes.
Ah, you okay. got
I'm mixed.
Yeah.
Yes. My mom is from Sierras.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And my dad is Damara.
Hmm.
But I'm also Herero and Vambu and Kavango
and Caprivian
and Himba.
Yeah, yeah.
You name it all. So I'm still representing my culture with a lot of pride, but I'm not only
limited to that.
I'm not limited at all.
All right. So you know what I actually want to your mom passed away a couple of years ago, right?
Last year, September.
Last year.
Quite recent.
How proud do you think mommy would be of you right now? And what would, even like, let's say for example, just if she, or she was obviously, she's with you right now.
All the time.
Number one. Two, if she was there on the day and you could physically touch her, what do you think would be the first thing that she would say when you got off that stage after you were announced as our queen?
I don't think she would say much. Knowing my mom, she was a crybaby.
Okay.
And immediately after the show, I went back to my room and I was in my room with a group of friends.
Yeah.
And someone said, I know your mom is like literally throwing a whole party in heaven.
Yeah.
And I felt the same way. But also what I mentioned during my interviews with Miss Namibia, I told them that the reason, one of the reasons why I'm doing this is because I want my mom to know that she raised a very strong woman.
Come on.
So I was also doing it for her.
Yes.
And the reason why I chose youth empowerment as an advocate is because she left me with two younger brothers. And
how old are they?
One is 19 and the other one is 21.
Okay.
Yes. So they spoke to me about how they felt like we are being shadowed. And I was like, I'll speak up for us.
Yes. Let me be the voice for us.
Let me be the voice. Let me amplify my voice and speak for us who are actually marginalized. Yes.
It's Jamila Tuiras that's in the studio today, certified Miss Namibia, our certified queen. And damn it, yes, we're looking forward to Miss Universe.
Yep.
I promise you that much. 7:45, stick around. We will continue the conversation in a bit.
Meet Donna and Chris.
Hi.
Donna.
Fresh breakfast with NSK and Shaquan on Fresh. Yeah. 102.9.
It is 7:51 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, one thing that we know about Osi Jamila, Osi Nulu Love, is that you are a person with a tribe. You have you have a whole family. You have a support structure. You have friends. You have a community of people behind you. And in our research, we really uncovered the fact that you, apart from Miss Namibia, apart from this platform that has now been granted to you, and obviously an extension grant to everyone else, is that you have people that really, really adore you. And that I think speaks to your character. And we want to demonstrate something to you real quick.
Hey, Nunu, Liz here.
You've truly made us so, so proud, and you deserve this title. You deserve for God to just pour into your cup until it overflows. I really pray that He holds your hand throughout your reign, and definitely the next titles that you're going to take on, like Miss Universe. And I hope you own it, because you really deserve it, and you were definitely destined for it.
Yep.
That's OC Liz.
That's OC Liz.
I'm going to cry. That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
That's our specialty on Fresh Breakfast, Jamila.
I was going to ask, guys.
Yeah.
Where is the breakfast?
What breakfast? Girl!
Oh, breakfast is on us!
We'll take a rain check on that one. How do you like your eggs? Yeah, so Liz is one of the people who honestly just since day one has been rooting for you, sharing your poster everywhere, asking us to vote as much as we could. And even on the day, she was just like, Nunu is where it's at.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it does not stop there.
Oh.
No, it does not. Once again, it's a tribe of people that you have, isn't it? A tribe of people that have been behind you, that have been rooting for you, that have been fighting for you, that have been mentioning your names in boardrooms that you don't even know about. Yeah. And one such person is Abuti Ricardo Tsangosem. Abuti Sien!
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The most dangerous crew on breakfast, huh?
All right. How are you doing today, Ricardo?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I am great. We have our lovely Nunu here.
Good morning, Mao.
Good morning.
You guys are sounding so great in the studio this morning. And I think, really, I just wanted to tell the nation what a blessing you are going to be for this country, for the run-up to Miss Universe. But I think before we even get there, I think for a lot of people that see the perfect Instagram post and the work that's going in, they don't understand and know the process that has been like behind it, how hard you've worked with it.
True.
You know, NSK, Shaquan, I'm telling you, Jamila is somebody who doesn't sleep until the work is done. So motivated, so focused, goal-oriented, and pursues that on a daily basis very aggressively.
Yeah,
and what you see, the output of what you see, she looks meticulously at every single picture, all the plans, the details, you know, in terms of the shoots, everything. So she's very involved. She works very hard. She's very, very self-motivated as well. And I think the only thing she needs right now is just the whole nation to get behind her, because this universe is watching, and they know that Namibia is coming.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. There's no way that they're going to miss her. No way. Yeah, yeah.
Jamila, maybe you should explain to us why Ricardo means so much to you.
Well, Ricardo saw so much effort in me. And there were days I was really at my lowest. But then you have those people that can actually see through. They're like, even though you feel this way, believe me, you're way better than how you feel right now. So I didn't have a mentor when I was in the pits. I was in a very dark place. And I remember just posting on my WhatsApp status one day, just a picture.
Yeah.
And then Ricardo reached out to me, and ever since then he's been my mentor and he's been helping me. He's the reason why I got sponsorships. The reason. Yeah. Literally every photo shoot I do, I directed myself. So people just look at your images on Instagram and they're like, it's nice, but they don't know the hard work that you have to put in. So I would call him like anytime. And I'd always, in the beginning, I was like, I feel like it's a bit disrespectful, but because he's giving me the permission and because he's my mentor and he's the only person that I can speak to, I'd ring him up at 3. I can't sleep because ABC is not done. I can't sleep because I'm trying to draft a sponsorship request later, but I'm struggling. And then he'll always tell me like, okay, no, you can come in tomorrow. We can finish it up. I'm always here for you. So, yes.
Abudi, Ricardo, real quick, but, I mean, why did you see Jamila? Because, I mean, to my understanding right now, it's like there was no previous relationship, right?
Yeah, prior to this.
But you saw something. What is it that you saw, Buta?
Yeah, I think it was, I think the first time we met, I think it was Winter Fashion Week in, was it 2021? 21 of those, yeah.
2021,
yeah, that's where we met first. And I think it was just the focus and the determination, man. You know, you can see when somebody really says goal-oriented, there's a lot of noise going on around them, but you can see that there's a clear head here, you know. And that was one of the, I don't even know how, I think we ended up taking pictures or something and some conversations. I think at the that show that MTC had on Sunday, that by invite only joint. So, and yeah, and from there, I think even looking at how she had gone through and dealt with the mom's passing, you know, it's been a very hectic couple of months for her. And
yeah,
for her to focus and, you know, get to this point where she actually knocks out this goal and is looking forward to moving on to a bigger goal. That is the kind of encouragement and support that we need. And for me also, you must understand, we are from Ventura, you know, and where we grew up, the Catuturas, the Comas Dals, sometimes you just needed a small push, and we are where we are because of that small pushes from other people. And I can also name two or three people that really just came into my life and had that kind of impact. And that's why I'm saying, in as far as Jamila is concerned, she's focused, she's goal-oriented, she's got a strong support system behind her. The only thing that we need to really pray for right now is just for a lot of grace and a lot of favor, and just all the bad energy to stay away, and really just get behind her so that she can get that Miss Universe.
Absolutely.
Because everything else is there. I mean, you know, you can hear for yourself how confident she is, how aligned she is with our national goals and priorities, how aware she is of some of the contemporary national issues that we're facing. And coming from where she's coming from, there's a lot of work to do, but what we need really is just somebody who's determined at this level. And when we have that person, the whole nation just has to get behind her and support her to make sure that, you know, she reaches her highest potential.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, just to echo what Ricard is also saying right now, regardless of who your personal favorite was, we have a queen. Her name is Jamila Tuiras. It is imperative that you take it upon yourself that with whatever it is pertaining to this queen, you share it and you make noise about her. And you're not just listening to Ricardo speak right now. Something just fell out of my heart right now. Jamila, beauty of ashes, or beauty for ashes, sorry. Read the book of Isaiah 61. Honestly, I think that's what's standing out for me right now. I'm not going to cry. I think that's what's standing out for me right now. And honestly, I'm just reminded of how, you know, with even with the passing of your mom and how you've rose from that. Just, you know, like the phoenix, here you are.
Yes, I used to read 60, the book.
It's not even a year.
Exactly, it's not even a year.
God is
so good. Yeah, my favorite verse at the time was, if the time is right, God will make it happen. I read that every single day, and I'd pray and I'd say, God, you're saying if the time is right, you'll make it happen.
Yeah.
So make it right. So it's the time.
Absolutely.
Yes. Jamila, what are your final words?
No, before she leaves, your question.
My question.
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe. Yes. So, you know what? It's not even a question. Ricardo, do we have the next Miss Universe coming from the land of the brave or not?
Come on.
That's the spirit, man. Jamila, what are your final words, man? Because we're running a bit of just a little bit
of time,
thin with the time.
Well, your final words would be, I am here as a beacon of hope.
Come on.
To power people to utilize their lives for greater causes in our societies and communities. So if you can hear my voice right now, as I am empowering you, I want you to power the next person, because I can't do it alone. It takes a village. Mm. So I want us all to stand together as one nation. People should be reminded what one Namibia, one nation means again.
Exactly. Hage would be so proud. Go on, girl.
The same way I told
Dr.
NBC.
Hage would be proud.
Every time
yeah.
I walk into NBC, I say it's ours.
Yeah.
So I want the nation right now to say that it's ours. I belong to each and every one
of you. She's ours.
Yes, I want to make everyone proud, and I want to put in all the hard work and effort, but I can't do it by myself. So as I'm empowering you right now to utilize your life for greater causes in communities and societies, please power the next person as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jamila Tuiras, your Miss Namibia, as well as Miss Universe in waiting. Ricardo, thank you so much, Buta.
Yeah,
we appreciate you, my man.
Thank you. We appreciate you. And keep doing what you two are doing.
Thank you,
Auntie
man.
Kwana and Uncle Dandan.
This is a song for December.